The FBI is warning that last week's deadly breach of the U.S. Capitol building could be a significant driver of violence ahead of next week's inauguration. And state Capitol buildings are now on alert because the federal government says they're likely targets of domestic violent extremists. Michael German is a former FBI agent who focused on domestic terrorism. He's now a fellow at the Brennan Center for Justice, and he joins us on Skype. Michael, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
20,000 armed members of the National Guard will be at the Capitol for the inauguration next week. 8-foot fencing has already been put up around the building. Is that enough to keep it safe?
A big part of the problem is that law enforcement has turned its gaze away from these groups for so long that I think they don't really have a very good understanding of what is going on. They seem to think that this assault on the Capitol is a standalone act, and rather than recognizing that law enforcement has been allowing far right militants to engage in violence at rallies across the country for the last 4 years.
Our colleague Tanya Mosley spoke with Congressman Jim Clyburn today, who said it seemed to him that the rioters had inside information about where his unmarked office was and that they had knowledge about where he could be found. There's reporting that some of the extremists may have been given tours of the building by lawmakers the day before the riot, and we know a number of police officers are under investigation for potentially sympathizing with people in the mob. Are you seeing anything that tells you that this could be more organized than it first appeared?
So again, what shocks me is the failure to recognize this has been a pattern of activity over several years, right? Far right militants just 2 weeks before attacked the Oregon State Legislature and breached the doors there, attacking law enforcement, attacking journalists. There was a shooting at a rally at the Washington State Legislature. We've seen the armed incursions of state legislatures across the country. This is a problem that has been allowed to fester. And
why? Why'd they miss it?
You know, white supremacy and far-right militancy is different. You know, a lot of researchers will try to talk about terrorist groups like they're all the same. And I even saw one researcher suggest, you know, that this would have been a lot worse if ISIS or Al-Qaeda had mingled in with the crowd assaulting the Capitol, where, no, this group had people who were trained by the U.S. military. They had people who carry badges, who have the authority of the law. If the FBI thought any law enforcement officer in the country was an ISIS sympathizer, they'd react very differently. They know there are a lot of white supremacist sympathizers and sympathizers of these far-right militant groups, but they don't react. They don't have any national strategy to address that issue. So this is deeply ingrained, right? If you walk through the Capitol, you won't see any ISIS flags or Al-Qaeda flags in any members' offices, but you'll see Confederate flags.
Well, the point you just made brings us to the president. Here he is in a video message last night decrying the mob violence that he's accused of inciting.
I have been briefed by the U.S. Secret Service on the potential threats. Every American deserves to have their voice heard in a respectful and peaceful way. That is your First Amendment right. But I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence, no lawbreaking, and no vandalism of any kind.
So the president did not mention his false claims of election fraud in that video, but he also didn't say that it was a valid election. Do you think he did enough to call off his supporters with that statement?
I don't think it's enough, and I think it's too late anyway. The people who, number one, who are convinced that the election was stolen aren't going to change their mind no matter what Donald Trump says today. I don't have a Parler account. I don't follow 8chan or 4chan. And I was hearing what they were planning. I don't know how law enforcement is claiming they weren't. They were planning this in public.
Well, meanwhile, the government now is threatening that it's going to get worse. This new bulletin yesterday said that domestic violent extremists citing partisan political grievances will pose the greatest domestic terrorism threat in 2021. It also says that journalists will be targeted. What's the threat look like going forward, far beyond January 20th?
You know, I think we have to be somewhat careful. It's really easy to frighten the public and, you know, the FBI and some people at the Justice Department and former FBI and Justice Department people are trying to use this to gain more authority. So I think we need to keep it in perspective. These groups have been the most deadly domestic threat for years. There are many communities of color and others that have been subjected to the violence that these groups mete out on a regular basis, and law enforcement hasn't been addressing it.
Michael German, former FBI special agent, now a fellow at the Brennan Center for Justice. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.